Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine peace and blessings. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, and always at your convenience and leisure in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing, if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, my works along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin, the place from where I realize and crystallize all my endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine, all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is March 11, 2018, Sunday, Black Hawk Sunday, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, Black Hawk Voodoo in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city in America, New Orleans, Louisiana. You do know this is your voodoo mecca, the land of our ancestors, my ancestors, and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeah life path and journey, passing down that great Obeah stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. I'm always humbled and honored and appreciative of those who do join me here at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch, Revolutionary Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to open your mic and bring you into the conversation. Eshu elegwana kosi were awo unlo usa ni iwo ara afanbo osi obatala mi ita ni ibo ni iyo. Onelio Abani Shu, Eshu is a respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one verse in mysteries uses truth to own you. He causes scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is. Eshu, Aboru, Aboye, Aboshishe, Ashe, Ebo, reach our rule. May our Ebo be accepted. May our Ebo allow what we desire to come to pass. And so, Father Blackhawk, come into the room, Father Blackhawk. We invoke thee. We invoke your protection. We invoke your grace. We invoke your rebel revolutionary stance in this present divine moment in time space. Blackhawk was a famous leader and warrior of the Sauk American Indian Nation. And although he had inherited an important historic medicine bundle, he was not a hereditary civil chief of the Sauk. Rather, he was an appointed war chief during the War of 1812. Black Hawk fought on the side of the British. Later, he led a band of Sauk and Fox warriors against settlers in Illinois and present-day Wisconsin in the 1932 Black Hawk War. After the war, he was captured and taken to the eastern United States, where he and other British band leaders toured several cities. Black Hawk died in 1838 in what is now southeastern Iowa. The Black spiritualists, the African spiritualist churches of New Orleans, and we will soon understand all up the river to Chicago, Detroit, and even east to Philadelphia, honor the Native American Black Hawk. Black Hawk is considered a voodoo saint and is often included in ritual work wherein worshipers become possessed and trance and gain the power to heal and prophesy. The Indian spirit guide has a big influence on hoodoo and voodoo, even until today, and can be seen on many hoodoo products such as Indian spirit incense, floor washes, room sprays by the E. Davis Company. And Black Hawk is indeed a voodoo spirit, a voodoo loa, however you choose to entitle it. Black Hawk is a representative of a power, a superpower, if you will. We don't just acknowledge Black Hawk, Makatimichi Kiakiak, or Black Sparrowhawk, born in 1767, but we also acknowledge what the Hispanics call Los Indios and the powers of the Indian, or probably better said, the indigenous men and women of the land. And this is a critical but unique formula in voodoo that only occurs in this stage of the Middle Passage, in this stage of the triangle, because it is indeed the African rooted spirits that travel with us through the Middle Passage and reach the land where indigenous people, indigenous ancestral spirits, indigenous forces already were in existence and were already being appropriated. And then you add the confluence of racism, white supremacy, slavery, Christianity, Catholicism, on top of that sort of eclectic mix of magical religious practices and philosophies, and you develop a dynamic triune that is really only seen in this part of the world, often symbolized by a central figure. Today we're going to talk, at least once a year, I talk about Maria Leonza. Many of you don't believe what I say unless somebody white says it. And then many of you more don't believe what I say unless it's crystallized, it's validated outside of the realm of Black America. Again, feeding the myth that the African and born in America doesn't have their own path, doesn't have their own spirits, don't have their own dynamic connection to the ancestral realm and the spirit realm. I want to talk along with Black Hawk, Father Black Hawk, to use another Hispanic term, the Gitana. Gitana literally translates into gypsy, and there is a figurative sense of the use of the word gypsy and a literal sense of the use of the word gypsy. But when gypsy is used in the Pan-African diaspora, we're not only talking about sort of a wandering spirit, if you will, but one that is uniquely linked to our DNA pool. So indeed, some of you under the sound of my voice have rooted DNA roads back to the motherland, back to West Africa. Some others under the sound of my voice have roots here in this land, all of which can be validated today with your DNA. I implore you, get your DNA test done. Find out what those roads are. Find out what those pathways open up to for you in your journey. And then there's the figure today in the middle as we talk about Maria Leonza. Maria Leonza, for some of you who are unfamiliar, is another path of voodoo. You know, when I say voodoo, it's a global Pan-African term. It houses everything ATR, voodoo, Santeria, Lokomi, Candomblé, Bendanda, Palo. It houses all of that under that umbrella. So Maria Leonza is a form, is a practice of voodoo unique to Venezuela, a unique corner of Central America and the Hispanic realm that we don't often pay enough attention to. In Venezuela, Maria Leonza is viewed as seen as a goddess of nature and as a goddess of love. There are clearly strong Orisha implications to how she is sort of visualized within that culture. We see Oshun, we see Erzuli Frida, and some may even see the Mother of Christ, the Madonna, if you will, in some of her more golden crowned personages. The religion of Maria Leonza, goddess of nature and love, is a Venezuelan spiritual tradition that brings together aspects of African, Catholic, and indigenous belief systems. Much like Santeria, Espiritismo Maria Leonzero, which means Maria Leonza Spiritualism, is the fastest growing religion in Venezuela, with Maria Leonza as the most important deity at the head of this triome, this pantheon. She also forms a trinity with two other saints, if you will. Forgive me for mispronouncing. Guacapuru, who was an indigenous chief murdered by Spanish colonialists. If you remember, every year we acknowledge and we remember St. Milo, a black Spanish Maroon leader killed, beheaded here in Jackson Square in New Orleans for resisting the church, the system of slavery, and of course, the government. So there are strong similarities, which is why Maria Leonza in Venezuela is one of my favored manifestations, if you will, of voodoo in the New World, so-called New World. Then the third figure in this trinity, if you will, is called Negro Felipe, who was an African slave who was also murdered by the colonialists. So together, they are known as the Tres Potencias, the three powers. We have the seven powers. They have the three powers. And there are other deities in their system. Pantheon sort of suggests more than three. But the three trinity, the central figures in this system, are Negro Felipe, Guacapuru, and of course, Maria Leonza, the three powers. Other deities in the pantheon include historical figures like Jose Gorio Hernandez, a Venezuelan physician who later became a very popular Catholic saint in Latin America. Simon Bolivar, we have a Simon Bolivar street boulevard here in New Orleans, the country's founder who liberated much of Latin America from Spain. So Espiritismo Maria Leonzero is not meant to replace Catholicism, but rather to accompany it. And often, again, relating back to the Middle Passage, the manifestations of voodoo in the New World not only fed a spiritual need, an ancestral need of importance for us, but always had a revolutionary revival energy behind it to not only do things to assist us at the carnal level, love and happiness and wealth and prosperity, but we're talking about a time where our people wanted survival, wanted life, wanted freedom, wanted change from a brutal world system that needed to be crushed. And the only sense of empowerment that we often had any access to laid within the indigenous, to include the now arriving African practices and traditions that still lay within our soul, our spirit, our DNA. Devotees of Maria Leonza see no conflict between going to church and attending rites of Maria Leonza at night. The name of Maria Leonza itself is a shortened form of her Catholicized name, Santa Maria de la Onza, Saint Mary of the Jaguar. According to Venezuelan folklore, Maria Leonza was born sometime between the 16th century as the beautiful emerald-eyed daughter of the indigenous chief in Yaraque. The village's shaman had predicted before her birth that if an emerald-eyed girl was born into the village, she would have to be sacrificed to the great anaconda. In New Orleans, we have the great zombie, grand zombie, which is another serpentine deity. There are an enormous amount of similarities, assimilations, even some might say secretation that appears in this practice that also shows up north of the border. If the sacrifice were not done, it was said that the tribe would become extinct. So when Maria Leonza was born with the faded emerald eyes, her father could not bring himself to sacrifice her and sent her away to a mountain cave along with 22 soldiers to guard her. However, one day, her guards were mysteriously put to sleep, and the young girl escaped the cave, arriving upon a lagoon. She looked into the lagoon's water. Upon seeing her reflection for the first time, was so captivated by it that she was unable to move. The great anaconda sensed her presence and fell in love with her. When Maria Leonza rejected the snake's advances, the great anaconda swallowed her whole. From within the great anaconda, Maria Leonza made a pact with La Montana de Suerte to disintegrate her spirit and beauty into the mountain if she could only be saved from the snake's belly. The mountain agreed, and Maria Leonza and La Montana de Suerte became as one. So the grounds, the plants, the herbs, the water, and of course the lagoons in this area are all considered sacred, but also help to feed Maria Leonza's primal nature as a spirit, a goddess, if you will, a loa in voodoo terms, of nature, healing, prosperity, not materialism, but prosperity, wealth, abundance. So throughout October, and especially on the Venezuelan holiday, Dia de la Raza, a Venezuelan holiday corresponding to Columbus Day that celebrates Venezuela's indigenous heritage rather than Columbus's discovery of the New World. An estimated 40,000 Maria Leonzeros, devotees of Maria Leonza, Leonzeros from all over the country make pilgrimage to La Montaña de Suerte in the state of Yaracuy in honor of her. They come to her for both healing on a personal and communal level. And it's pretty easy to find photographs, videos even, of Maria Leonza ceremonies, particularly from these huge festivals, through a simple Google search. During these rituals performed in the mountains, devotees lie on the ground, often very Haitian, New Orleans, voodoo-like veves are chalked out around them on the ground. They're surrounded by candles, fruit. The priest called Banco begins the rite of tobacco and mentioning the four elements and directions, followed by various Catholic prayers. They do Our Fathers and Hail Marys in a very ritualistic voodoo sort of way, similar to what Haitian voodoo practitioners do. The tobacco is used in order to not only cleanse and purify, but also as a tool of divination, examining the flame and the ashes of the burning herb to search for the devotee's issue and to find a cure, an ebo, a healing, a homework for that. Flour and wine offerings sprinkled onto the devotee's body, and trained mediums called menteria will go into a trance while onlookers chant Faruza, Faruza, strength, strength. The medium allows the spirits, much like Espiritismo, to enter through and then give guidance and healing for all the devotees in attendance to these sacred ceremonies. A famous statue of Maria Leonza has also watched over Caracas, Venezuela since 1953. And when the statue was commissioned by the dictator, Perez Jimenez, she was made to stand on what is called Fajardo Freeway. Not even have known what it was. It's a very indigenous African sort of muscular looking nude woman sitting on what appears to be some sort of boar or a wild pig. She's holding a bird sacrifice above her head, an offering and a clutch of herbs, of plants. These traditions can be found mimicked in many ways throughout our culture. It brings to mind back in the 60s and the 70s when you commonly found in a black house a picture of Dr. Martin Luther King on the wall, a picture of Kennedy on the wall, and then a Jesus, masculine male representatives of this triune, this trinity, which is an attempt to give reference to the unified efforts. We acknowledge unified efforts Indian in New Orleans. We acknowledge the assistance, the skills, possibly the trade, maybe even the motivation and agitation of the Homa and the various other indigenous ethnic tribes that existed in the swamps and the hidden away lands that we were often forced to escape into. And so to find a similarity of practice in another part of the New World, south of the border, very far south of the border from us, it's not at all shocking or surprising to the practicing voodoo practitioner of New Orleans the practicing voodoo initiate of New Orleans, but even traveling up the mighty river, Great Zombie, the Mississippi, into Mississippi, into Memphis, along that same route of commercial Indian products that we referenced earlier in the show, you find a merging and emerging presence of this great indigenous spirit working side by side with the great African power, and then a helpmeet of some sort. In some houses, she might be the Madonna, cloaked in gold, cloaked in blue, cloaked in green, because we know there are various forms of that Madonna image. She might be Urzali Frida. She might be Oshun. She might be Mami Wata. But it's a representation of the great Iyami, the great power of women, and women who are able to meet the crossroads and transcend the crossroads, often operating into communities that we don't always immediately readily have wholesale access to, and then opening that door for the rest of us, passing on the blessing to the rest of us. In my house, and I'm sure in many other houses in New Orleans, you find the African statuary. I love my Sase statuary, but, and I'll talk about Sase as a deity at another show. I'm running out of time. You will also find Marie Laveau. Marie Laveau is my Maria Leonze. And then, of course, Father Blackhawk completes my Trinity among the various other deities in the pantheon that is the house of the Divine Prince. I certainly do appreciate each and every one of you. Be mindful, my website where I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well documented revelation and manifestation, celebrity psychic reader, as well as God children and initiates and callers and clients all over the world. You can too access this information, this wisdom, this power, and our services by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Until next time, Ashe. Ben E. Hunter, close us out with the Gree suit.
A dash of cayenne to the root. Gonna put on my Gree suit. Boil a gumbo, hot and steady. Don't care if Freddy ready. Gonna pray at that old cemetery, down on Claiborne where she's buried. Build a fire on the bayou when a black cat scratch at two under a full moon that's blue. Chant the magic words, Kufaru. A dash of cayenne to the rule. Gonna put on my Gree suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Single rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. can't see my eyes, black sheets too. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my gree-gree suit. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old rod that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black shades too. Going pray at the old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the roof. Gonna put on my gree-gree suit. Yeah. Black top hat, black suit too. Same old ride that Moses threw. I'm gonna get them bones out the graveyard for you. Can't see my eyes, black sheets too. Gonna pray at that old cemetery. Down on Claiborne where she's buried. A dash of cayenne to the room. Gonna put on my gree-gree suit.